5 minutes later, he was hurtling toward a stone gargoyle standing halfway along an empty corridor.
Sherbet lemon,
he panted at it. This was the password to the hidden staircase to Dumbledore's office, or at least it had been 2 years ago. The password had evidently changed, however, for the stone gargoyle did not spring to life and jump aside, but stood frozen, glaring at Harry malevolently.
Move!
Harry shouted at it.
Come on!
But nothing at Hogwarts had ever moved just because he shouted at it. He knew it was no good. He looked up and down the dark corridor. Perhaps Dumbledore was in the staff room. He started running as fast as he could toward the staircase.
Potter!
Harry skidded to a halt and looked around. Snape had just emerged from the hidden staircase behind the stone gargoyle. The wall was sliding shut behind him, even as he beckoned Harry back toward him.
What are you doing here, Potter?
I need to see Professor Dumbledore, said Harry, running back up the corridor and skidding to a standstill in front of Snape instead.
It's Mr. Crouch. He's just turned up. He's in the forest. He's asking... What is this rubbish?
Said Snape, his black eyes glittering.
What are you talking about?
Mr. Crouch, Harry shouted, from the Ministry. He's ill or something. He's in the forest. He wants to see Dumbledore. Just give me the password up to...
The headmaster is busy, Potter,
said Snape, his thin mouth curling into an unpleasant smile.
I've got to tell Dumbledore,
Harry yelled.
Didn't you hear me, Potter?
Harry could tell Snape was thoroughly enjoying himself, denying Harry the thing he wanted when he was so panicky.
Look, said Harry angrily, Crouch isn't right. He's out of his mind. He said he wants to warn...
The stone wall behind Snape slid open. Dumbledore was standing there wearing long green robes and a mildly curious expression.
Is there a problem?
He said, looking between Harry and Snape.
Professor!
Harry said, sidestepping Snape before Snape could speak.
Mr. Crouch is here. He's down in the forest. He wants to speak to you.
Harry expected Dumbledore to ask questions, but to his relief, Dumbledore did nothing of the sort.
Lead the way,
he said promptly, and he swept off along the corridor behind Harry, leaving Snape standing next to the gargoyle and looking twice as ugly.
What did Mr. Crouch say, Harry?
Said Dumbledore as they walked swiftly down the marble staircase.
Said he wants to warn you. Said he's done something terrible. He mentions his son and Bertha Jorkins and Voldemort. Something about Voldemort getting stronger.
Indeed,
said Dumbledore, and he quickened his pace as they hurried out into the pitch darkness.
He's not acting normally,
Harry said, hurrying along beside Dumbledore.
He doesn't seem to know where he is. He keeps talking like he thinks Percy Weasley's there, and then he changes and says he needs to see you. I left him with Victor Crumb.
You did?
Said Dumbledore sharply, and he began to take longer strides still, so that Harry was running to keep up.
Do you know if anybody else saw Mr. Crouch?
No, said Harry. Crumb and I were talking. Mr. Bagman had just finished telling us about the third task. We stayed behind, and then we saw Mr. Crouch coming out of the forest.
Where are they?
Said Dumbledore, as the Beauxbatons' carriage emerged from the darkness.
Over here, said Harry,
moving in front of Dumbledore, leading the way through the trees. He couldn't hear Crouch's voice any more, but he knew where he was going. It hadn't been much past the Beauxbatons' carriage, somewhere around here.
Victor!
Harry shouted. No one answered.
They were here,
Harry said to Dumbledore.
They were definitely somewhere around here.
Lumos!
Dumbledore said, lighting his wand and holding it up. Its narrow beam travelled from black trunk to black trunk, illuminating the ground, and then it fell upon a pair of feet. Harry and Dumbledore hurried forward. Crumb was sprawled on the forest floor. He seemed to be unconscious. There was no sign at all of Mr. Crouch. Dumbledore bent over Crumb and gently lifted one of his eyelids.
Stunned,
he said softly. His half-moon glasses glittered in the wand light as he peered around at the surrounding trees.
Should I go and get someone? Said Harry. Madame Pomfrey?
No,
said Dumbledore swiftly.
Stay here.
He raised his wand into the air and pointed it in the direction of Hagrid's cabin.